Masita Brahantaya. Father, we thank you for today, and we thank you for this hour of prayer. We worship you and we give you glory for the opportunity to come before your presence. We worship you, we honor you, we glorify you. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, we thank God for this special day. Today, across the nations of the world, Christians are celebrating what we call the death of Christ. Amen. According to the calendar of man, in a day like this, 2019 years ago, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died for us. He offered his life for mankind, died to pay for our sins. And not just to pay for our sins, but also to pay for everything we ever lost to the devil when our father and our mother Adam and Eve sinned and surrendered their dominion and authority, even unto Satan. So today, I have named, entitled our topic, Tetelestai Reloaded. Tetelestai Reloaded. Hallelujah. Those of us who have been with this devotion for a while, last year in September, the theme God gave us was Tetelestai, a very powerful theme. And the Lord taught us so many things, so many things. We had an exciting time in that month of September. Amen. Today being Friday, we want to spend time to pray. So let me quickly go through a few scriptures reminding us of Tetelestai and what the Lord did for us. The Lord granted us what we call the Tetelestai advantage, so that we will use it as a basis of our prayer. Amen. When you read John chapter 19, verse 30. And Jesus had been arrested, had been tried, given a mock trial, beaten, battered, spat on, insulted, put a crown on his head, put a cross around his shoulder, marched to a place called Golgotha, hung on the cross, nails were run through his hands and his legs, and he was bleeding and suffering. Then at a point, the Bible says, according to John 19, verse 30, when he had received the drink, at a point he said he was thirsty, and they gave him some vinegar kind of a drink, not water. The Bible says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen. That phrase or sentence, "It is finished." Some versions says it is completed, or it is completely completed. The actual meaning of the phrase is that it is fully paid. And for me, that makes more sense to me. Amen. Not that Jesus had finished his race. Indeed, he finished. But the most important part of it is that he offered his life to fully pay for every debt mankind ever owed to God. And that was the debt of sin. And we know out of sin came every mishap and every misfortune and every challenge that we face today. Out of that sin came sickness, diseases, failure, any mishap that will ever happen to man came because man fell in sin. Amen. Man was never going to be sick. Man was never going to fail. Man was never going to die. But after the sin, man received a depraved, what we call a depraved nature. The glory left man. Man became just flesh and blood, just death. Dot here. And we became susceptible and vulnerable to all these challenges that the enemy heaped on us. So with his death, he fully paid for the debt of sin. He fully paid for the debt of sickness, diseases, atrocities, affliction, poverty, lack, failure. He fully paid for our loss of glory. Amen. So tetelestai means fully paid. You don't owe the devil nothing. You also don't owe God the debt of sin, because somebody came as a man to stand in our place and paid for us. Amen. And that person was Jesus Christ. Throughout his journey on earth, he called himself the Son of Man. Why? Because man sinned and man ought to pay for the debt of sin. God was not looking for the blood of God. But he could not find any blood that was pure among men. So he himself came on earth to be born as a man. He was conceived for 9 months, tabernacled himself in the womb of a human being, and came out as fully human and fully God. Fully God because their blood ought to be pure. And the only way to get a pure blood was from God. Okay? But he carried a body provided by the mother. So he was fully human and fully God. Amen. And he needed to die as man, defeated the devil as man, shed his blood as man, carrying a pure blood. Bible said no sin was found in him. And that was the only way his death would have been accepted. He needed to be a blood without sin. And with his shedding of blood and his full payment, we receive forgiveness of sin. We receive redemption. We receive the restoration of the glory. We receive everything we ever lost. Amen. So the Bible says Jesus became a life-giving spirit. And he gave us his life. So we are carriers of the life of Christ Jesus. But the most important thing is that he fully paid. So when you hear tetelestai, it means he has fully paid. Amen. The sweetest part of the story is found in Revelation chapter 5. I'm reading the 11 to 14. I didn't want to talk much, but I'm talking and talking and talking. Forgive me. But I listen to Revelation chapter 5 from verse 11. It says that, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. That means innumerable company of angels. And they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice, they were saying," listen to what they were saying. Some versions say they were singing. They put their thoughts and this revelation to your song. They say, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive." You see, the Lamb was slain. Jesus was slain. Some versions say he was slaughtered to receive certain blessings for us. And there are 7 blessings. And if you're a good Bible student, 7 is a perfect number, meaning 7 perfect blessings. Meaning 7 blessings which God perfected our lives for the purposes of the death of Christ. So he died to receive the 7 blessings for us. Jesus did not die for himself. So when he died and received, he received whatever he received for us. So listen to what the 7 perfect blessings that Jesus received for us. He said he died to receive, number 1, power. Number 2, wealth. Number 3, wisdom. Number 4, strength. Number 5, honor. Number 6, glory. And number 7, blessings. And some version says praise. And praise, for your life to be praiseworthy means your life is blessed. If everybody sees you and they praise you, oh, you are doing well, or give praise to God because of you, it means you are blessed. So it's either some version use praise, some version say, use blessing. So this serving blessing, don't forget, it says, he died to receive power, we lost power. He died to receive wealth, we became poor, we lost wealth. He died to receive wisdom. Adam lost wisdom. He died to receive strength. We lost strength. We became sick and weak. He died to receive honor. We were dishonorable and dishonored. He died to receive glory. We fell short of the glory of the Lord. And he died to receive blessing. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. It is only the God who blesses, and he hath no sorrow. You see what I mean? So this seven blessings became our portion. When Jesus fully paid on the cross for the debts of mankind. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray with all your hearts that the death of Christ that we are celebrating today is bringing unto you and your family power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And this is what we call the tetelestai advantage. When you come to Mount Zion, we call this tetelestai advantage, the advantage we have received because Jesus took our place and he died and paid the price for us. God has restored to you power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory and praise. Amen. And I am tempted to add something. Let me add it quickly. When you continue reading, it says that then I heard every creature in heaven. Listen closely. Every creature in heaven affirmed this blessing. Okay? And on earth, he also heard every creature on earth and on the sea and all that is in them, saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Meaning every creature in heaven, every creature on earth, and every creature under the earth. And he said, and every creature on the sea. These four geographical areas, every creature there affirm this or confirm this tetelestai blessing that have been released unto mankind. And listen, the four living creatures even said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped the Lord for blessing us with it. So this blessing are sealed in heaven, sealed on earth, sealed under the earth, sealed under the sea. The four living creatures, they have affirmed it. They say, Amen. And the 24 elders worship God on our behalf. And listen, it was the angels who were announcing this. Hallelujah. This is a powerful revelation. So every day, remind yourself that you have been fully redeemed, fully restored, fully saved. And whatever you lost through Adam have been given back to you. This seven perfect blessings cover every endeavor and every area of human life. And you have been restored. Begin to pray and thank the Lord for the tetelestai advantage. So as you go to church today, know what Christ has done for you. He paid for your sin. And out of that, there has been the full restoration of power to you, wisdom to you, wealth to you, strength to you, honor to you, glory to you, and blessing to you. Sickness is not your portion, strength have come. Disgrace is not your portion, honor has come. Your glory has come. Wisdom, wealth, power, and every blessing that you need. You have become the Abraham seed, Abraham's blessings have become yours. You prosper by force. Begin to thank the Lord. Continue to thank the Lord. Mashallah, Abra Andi Kataya Hashua. Asele ye katu lebre katu labra andosi ilia akata ya hasulabra andosi ya ma katu lebe katigna hasulebre indi kalima akolabra andosi ilia akambukua ma shulebre indi kanda ashu lepe papa hasulabra adia akila andosi de ashu lebre kaluba anda kanda akile meki yana hantusi ya. Thank God for the celebration of this victory. I know many will go to church in black. We are not mourning Jesus. It's not a day of sorrow. This is the day of victory. Granted that you have this revelation, what his death has fully paid for you. If you have the revelation of this Tetelestai advantage you're sharing, you should rejoice in today and not mourn. Hallelujah. And therefore, I want you to thank you. Say, Father, I thank you today for the Tetelestai advantage. I thank you that Christ died on a day like this for my sake. He fully paid with his blood for my sin. And he fully restored me to the seven perfect blessings, even the Tetelestai blessing. Christ fully paid. For power, for wealth, for wisdom, for strength, for honor, for glory, and for blessing for me and my family. Say, I have received the full restoration of the glorious life that Adam lost, even in the Garden of Eden. Begin to thank him and praise him. Ma shulebre endi kataya. Ah, shulebre endi. The blood, the sprinkled blood that was shed on Calvary. The Bible says it speaks a better word. Ma shulebre anda akule mekali akule bekatika da hasulebre antua hasu. Lima haka la 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 setata katuto shitete kalilendi. Lebre ando konto kila ya hakole bekali asulebre antoshi ini akambaya. Ame hakula anto shine enti katu lebre akulabra antosi ya lebe 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 lebre ende kanto yoku wana hantu siteki yada hantua haku aboko to shite kalika taka lika lubo koto yoki ya hasida didea. Oh Father, we give you thanks and we give you glory. We celebrate what Jesus did for us today, O God. For through his death, our sins have been fully atoned for. Through his death, we have been fully redeemed. To be redeemed means to be bought back. We have been bought back to God. The devil, through deception, got hold of us. But through the shedding of the blood of Jesus, he fully paid for us. And we have been bought back to God. We have become God's own. We have been redeemed. That is the meaning. We have become God's own. God has bought us back unto himself. The Bible says we now belong to the household of Israel, the commonwealth of Israel, the household of Jehovah God. We have fully become the children of Jehovah God. And Father, we thank you for this wonderful restoration. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, indeed and of a truth, I have received back the power that I was lost. I was weak as a sinner, but I have received divine power as a born-again believer. For your word declares that I will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon me. The fullness of the power of God reside in me. Begin to pray. Father, there is restoration of power. We are no longer weak. We are no longer overcome by sin and by failure and by defeat, anyhow, anyway, because you have granted us the power of your spirit. This morning, may you stir up your power in anyone who is under the sound of my voice. I release the power of the Holy Spirit. May your life be charged with power, even the power of God. May you never be weak again in Jesus' name. The Bible says we receive wealth. The Bible says Jesus became poor so that we will be received. Father, I refuse to be poor again. I refuse to be broke. For Christ died, shed his blood, emptied himself of his wealth, gave me all his wealth, and took my poverty upon himself. I am worthy. I am rich. For the Bible declares that wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous. Begin to pray. You can never be poor. I pray for you that you walk and function in abundant wealth, for that is what the death of Christ has fully paid for you. I break the power of poverty over you. I break the power of debt over you. You will never be broke again. You will never lack again. Receive the grace to be worthy, for Jesus has fully paid, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If even your family is the poorest on earth, minus you, you are exempted from poverty. For wealth has been purchased, fully paid for you, and there shall be a manifestation. Shout a big amen. The Bible says he died and he was slain and he received wisdom and strength for you. Say, Lord, I declare that I am the wisest person ever born in my family. I have received divine wisdom. I function in wisdom. Every decision I make is premised on the wisdom of God. I am full of divine wisdom, and I am full of strength. Sickness is not my portion. Disease is not my portion. Hey, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives fully in me with his strength. The power that raised Jesus from the dead quickens my body every day. It gives life to my body. I therefore have strength and I have wisdom. I declare, begin to pray. You have strength. You have wisdom. Tetelesta has fully paid for your wisdom and strength. And today, as you celebrate Christ, you are celebrating your receipt of wisdom and strength. Sickness is not a portion. Weakness is not a portion. Receive strength in every part of your body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Strength is yours. May you walk in wisdom. May you never lack wisdom. May every decision you make be premised on the wisdom of God. I declare you blessed with wisdom and blessed with strength. The Bible says he fully paid for us honor and glory. Honor and glory, honor and glory. Honor belongs to you. Honor belongs to you. People might have looked upon you for all these years, but today I activate divine honor in your spirit, and I activate the glory that you lost when you sinned. The Bible says we fell short when we all sinned, but the glory is back. Jesus said in John 17, I have given them the glory. Receive the glory of God. I stir up the glory of God in your spirit. I cover your soul, your body, your being, your spirit with the glory of God. May the glory come back. May the glory be restored. May your honor be restored. May you be seen as an honorable man. May you be given every recognition that you deserve. May every position you ever lost be restored unto you. You are honored and you are glorified. Walk in the power of glory, even in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, the Bible says he received for us blessings. And some verses say praise. Your life has become praiseworthy from today that you are learning this revelation. People will praise you. They will see you and they will praise God, because everything is turning round, round for you. They will see the blessing of the Lord upon you. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. May the Lord stir up the grace that causes you to walk and function in blessing, and not in sorrow, and not in painful toil. May the blessings of Abraham be activated. May you walk in spiritual prosperity, in material prosperity, in economic prosperity, in social prosperity, in academic prosperity, in business prosperity. May your life be blessed. May your family be blessed. May the blessing of the Lord be bestowed upon you. May there be the reloaded of the blessing of the Lord, the reenactment of the blessing of the Lord. May everything about you contour the power of the blessing of the Lord. And may your life be fully blessed. For Tetelestai, Christ has fully paid for the blessing of God upon your life. And remember, the angels affirm these blessings. The four living creatures affirm this blessing. The 24 elders affirm these blessings. Hey, every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, on the sea, they all affirm these blessings. And I decree and declare that Tetelestai, Christ has fully paid for you and for me and for everyone who believe. Power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Receive this sevenfold blessing. And because of that, today I will not pray for the sick. I declare you are not sick, for strength has been fully paid for you. Christ has fully paid, not just for healing, for strength. Therefore, walk in strength. Believe it, receive it, imbibe it, meditate on it, and let it enter into your innermost man and begin to manifest the fullness of the blessings of Tetelestai. I declare you blessed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. With these blessings, every part of your body that was sick has received healing. With these loaded blessings, I see you come alive in every area of your life. Beloved, Jesus died 2019 years ago and paid for our sins so that we can become the children of God and become partakers of these precious blessings that we have shared today. If you have not received Jesus, simple matter, just pray this prayer after me, and all these blessings shall be yours. Say, Father, I come before you a sinner. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I confess my sinful state, and I ask for forgiveness. Dear Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. You died on such a day for me. Please come into my heart and make me your own. I surrender to you. Let me be your own forever. If you have prayed this prayer, your name has been written in the Lamb book of the Lamb's book of life in heaven, and you have become born again. You have been born into the family of God, and all these seven blessings of Tetelestai have become your portion. Please join a church service today and tell them you have given your life to Jesus. Let them enroll you and let them baptize you. And let them also pray for you for the Holy Spirit baptism. And subject yourself even to what we call discipleship. If you have any challenge, you can call us through the number by which you get this message. And I believe you will help. You can also call 0545-912-295, and the Lord will use us to aid you. Beloved, I bless you with the seven blessings of Tetelestai. May the Lord fill your life with power, fill your life with wealth, fill your life with wisdom, fill your life with strength, fill your life with honor, fill your life with glory, and fill your life with every blessing and praise. May you and your family experience the sevenfold perfection of Tetelestai. God bless and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.